ඩග්ලස් දේවානන්ද මන්දිතුමා ඊට කලින් මුජිබර් රාමන් මන්දිතුමා මුලසුන ගන්න.
நன்றி சபைகளுக்கு தலைமை தாங்குகின்ற உறுப்பினர் அவர்களே, இன்றைய வரவு செலவு திட்ட விவாதத்தில் பாதுகாப்பு அமைச்சர் தொடர்பான குழல்நிலை விவாதத்தில் கலந்து கொண்டு எனது கருத்துக்களை முன்வைக்கலாம் என்று விரும்புகின்றேன். அந்த வகையில் நமது நாட்டில் ஒவ்வொரு மாவட்டங்களிலும் காணப்படுகின்ற சனத்தொகைக்கு ஏற்றவாறும் வீதாசார அடிப்படையிலே பாதுகாப்பு படையினரும் போலீசாரின் தேவை அடிப்படையில் நிலை கொண்டிருக்க வேண்டும் என்ற விடயத்தை நான் தொடர்ந்து முன்வைத்து வருகின்றேன். தற்போதைய நிலையில் நாட்டில் தேசிய பாதுகாப்பிற்கு அச்சுறுத்தல் இல்லாத நிலையில் மேற்படி நிலைப்பாட்டினை வடக்கு மாகாணத்திலும் கடைப்பிடிக்க வேண்டும் என்பதும், அங்குள்ள அரச காணிகள் இனங்காணப்பட்டு அவற்றில் அந்த படையினரை குடியமர்த்தி எஞ்சியுள்ள நமது மக்களின் குடியிருப்பு காணிகளுக்கு செழிப்பான வளங்களை கொண்ட விவசாயம் மற்றும் கரத்தொழில் சார்ந்த கேந்திர இடங்களும் எமது மக்களுக்கு வழங்கப்பட வேண்டும் என்ற எமது நிலைப்பாட்டின் மீண்டும் வலியுறுத்த விரும்புகின்றேன். அதேபோன்று கிளிநொச்சி மற்றும் முல்லைத்தீவு மாவட்டங்களிலும் இதே நிலை காணப்படுகின்றது. அந்த வகையில் நாட்டில் பல்வேறு பகுதிகளிலும் பௌதிக வசதிகளின் அடிப்படையில் படையினரை பரந்தளவில் நிலகொள்ள செய்ய முடியும். ஏதாவது பாதுகாப்பு தேவைகள் ஏற்பட்டால் இலங்கையில் எந்த ஒரு பகுதியிலிருந்தும் ராணுவத்தை வரவழைப்பது என்பது அந்த அளவுக்கு கடினமான காரியம் அல்ல என்றே கருதுகின்றேன். அதே நேரம் படையினர் பல்வேறு சமூக மற்றும் மனிதாயமான அபிவிருத்தி பணிகளிலும் ஈடுபட்டு வருகின்றனர். இது வரவேற்கத்தக்க அம்சமாகவே தொடர்கிறது. அதே நேரம் சமூகம் சார்ந்த விழிப்புணர்வு நடவடிக்கைகளையும் மேற்கொள்ள முடியும் என்றே நான் கருதுகின்றேன். அதே நேரம் இலங்கை ராணுவமானது சிங்கள ராணுவம் என்ற கருத்தியலே நமது மக்களில் பலர் மத்தியில் இன்னும் நிலவுகின்றது. இதை மாற்றி இலங்கை ராணுவம் என்ற கருத்தியலை தமது செயல்பாடுகள் மூலமாக நமது மக்கள் மத்தியில் உருவாக்குவதற்கு தேவையான நடவடிக்கைகளை மேற்கொள்வது அவசியம் என கருதுகின்றேன். அடுத்ததாக இயக்கச்சி பகுதிகளில் தனியார் காணிகளில் அடுத்தடுத்து 3 ராணுவ முகாம்கள் அமைக்கப்பட்டுள்ளன. இந்த காணி உரிமையாளர்கள் தமது காணிகளை பல வருட காலமாக கோரி வருகின்ற நிலையில் இந்த முகாம்களை ஆனரவு பகுதியில் உள்ள அரச காணிகளுக்கு மாற்றக்கூடிய நடவடிக்கைகளை ஆராய்ந்து பார்க்குமாறும், இவ்வாறு முகாம்களின் பெயர் பலகைகளில் மும்மொழிப்பு பிரயோகங்களை மேற்கொள்ளுமாறும், பல்லின கலாச்சார பண்பாடுகளை பேணுகின்ற வகையில் அந்த அமைவிடங்களை வைத்துக் கொள்ளுமாறும் கேட்டுக் கொள்கின்றேன். மேலும் தற்போதைய நிலையில் வடக்கின் மூலமான போதைப்பொருள் மற்றும் கேரளா கஞ்சா போன்ற கடத்தல் நடவடிக்கைகள் பரவலாக மேற்கொள்ளப்பட்டு வருவதாக அறிய முடிகின்றது. அதே நேரம் இந்திய கடற்தொழிலாளர்களின் எல்லை தாண்டியதும் தடை செய்யப்பட்ட உபகரணங்களையும் கொண்டதுமான கடல் தொழில் காரணமாக எமது கடற்தொழிலாளர்கள் பெரிதும் பாதிக்கப்பட்டு வருவதுடன் எமது கடல் வளமும் அழிக்கப்பட்டு வருகின்றது. எனவே இவ்வாறான செயல்பாடுகளை தடுக்கக்கூடிய வலுவான செயல்பாடுகளை அங்கு நிலை கொண்டுள்ள கடற்படையினர் மேலும் முன்னெடுத்து உதவ வேண்டும் என்று கேட்டுக் கொள்கின்றேன். தற்போதைய அரசு நமது மக்களின் நிலங்களை படிப்படியாக விடுவித்து வருவது பாராட்டத்தொரு விடயமாகும். எனினும் எஞ்சியுள்ள காணிகளையும் விடுவித்தால் தொடர்ந்தும் நலம்புரி நிலையங்களிலும் உறவினர்கள் நண்பர்கள் வீடுகளிலும் வாடகை வீடுகளிலும் பல்வேறு சிரமங்களுக்கு மத்தியில் வாழ்ந்து வருகின்ற நமது மக்கள் நிம்மதியாக தங்களது வாழ்க்கையை மேற்கொள்ள வசதியாக இருக்கும் என்பதை இங்கு சுட்டிக்காட்ட விரும்புகின்றேன். எனவே இவை தொடர்பில் அதிக கவனம் செலுத்தி அவற்றை படிப்படியாக விரைந்து விடுவிக்க நடவடிக்கை எடுக்க வேண்டும் என கேட்டுக் கொள்கின்றேன். அதே நேரம் வடக்கில் பிரதான போக்குவரத்து வீதிகளில் சில இன்னமும் மக்களது பாவனைக்கு விடுவிக்கப்படாத நிலை காணப்படுகின்றது. குறிப்பாக காங்கிரஸ் சுந்தர கிரிமலை வீதி, பலாலி கிரிமலை வீதி, அரியாலைத்துறை வீதி என்பவற்றை இங்கு குறிப்பிடலாம். தென்பகுதியை பொறுத்தமட்டில் பனாகுடை மற்றும் மின்னேரியா போன்ற பகுதிகளில் பாரிய ராணுவ முகாம்கள் அமைந்துள்ள போதிலும் அவற்றிற்கு முன்பாக செல்லும் பிரதான வீதிகள் மக்களது பயன்பாடுகளுக்கு விடப்பட்டுள்ளதை போன்று வடக்கில் உள்ள இவ்வாறான வீதிகளையும் இனங்கண்டு அவற்றை விடுவிப்பதற்கு நடவடிக்கை எடுக்க வேண்டும் எனவும் கேட்டுக் கொள்கின்றேன். அத்துடன் கிளிநொச்சி மாவட்டத்தில் இரணதீவு பகுதியில் தற்போது அங்குள்ள சிறிய தீவில் கடற்தொழிலில் ஈடுபட்டு வருகின்ற கடற்தொழிலாளர்களுக்கு அனுமதி வழங்கப்பட்டுள்ள நிலையில் அப்பகுதியில் உள்ள பெரிய தீவிலும் இத்தொழிலாளர்களுக்கு தொழில் செய்யக்கூடிய வசதிகளை கடல் கால்நடைகளுக்கான பண்ணைகளை அமைப்பதற்கு ஏற்பாடுகளையும் செய்து கொடுப்பதுடன் அப்பகுதியில் குடியேற விரும்பும் மக்களை மீள குடியமர்த்துவதற்கான நடவடிக்கைகளையும் செய்து கொடுக்குமாறும் முல்லைத்தீவு கேப்பாப்பிளவு பகுதியில் பொதுமக்களின் வீடுகள் சில விடுவிக்கப்பட உள்ளதாகவும் அறிய முடிகின்றது. இதுகுறித்து மேன்மதங்கிய ஜனாதிபதி மைத்ரிபால சிறிசேனா அவர்களுக்கும் எனது மக்கள் சார்பாக எனது நன்றியை தெரிவித்துக் கொண்டு அப்பகுதியில் உள்ள ஏனைய எமது மக்களின் காணிகளையும் குறிப்பாக அப்பகுதியில் அமைந்துள்ள சூரியபுரம் பொதுமாயனத்தையும் அதேபோன்று பரவிப்பாஞ்சான் காணிகளையும் படிப்படியாக வேண்டும் விடுவிப்பதற்கும் நடவடிக்கை எடுக்குமாறும் கேட்டுக் கொள்வதுடன் குறிப்பாக எமது நாட்டில் தேசிய நல்லிணக்கத்தை கட்டியெழுப்புவதில் மேன்மதங்கிய ஜனாதிபதி மைத்ரிபால சிறிசேனா அவர்களும் பிரதமர் கௌரவர் ரணில் விக்ரமசிங்க அவர்களும் மேற்கொண்டு வரும் முயற்சிகளுக்கு மேலும் பலம் சேர்க்கக்கூடிய வகையில் அனைத்து நடவடிக்கைகளையும் மேற்கொள்ளுமாறு கேட்டுக் கொள்கின்றேன். நன்றி.
கரு தினேஷ் குணவர்தன மந்திரமா.
கரு சபாபதி துமணி ஆரக்ஷக அமாத்தியன்சி அட்டத்தை வேசிசி அட்டத்தை இப்போ விசேஷன்மை அவஸ்தாவேதி அப்பேரட்டே ஜாதிக சுவாதீனத்தே நிதாசா ஏக்கிய பாவே வென்வேன் திவிதுன் ரணவீர்வன்ஹா தமங்க ஜீவித்தே சதாகாலிக ஆபாத்தியான் பவட்ட பத்துனு ரணவீர்வன் பாபல ஹமுதாவே குவான் ஹமுதாவே நாவிக ஹமுதாவே அனிகுத் அமுதா சேவா அன்சவல விசேஷேன் கௌரவேன் சீபத் கரண்டோனி தேவாகேமே ஆயிட்டு லபாதீத்து தமங்கே விஸ்ராமிக கால பரிச்சேதி ரட்ட வெனுவேன் ரட்ட பேராகனியமிட்ட இதிரிபாத் வீமனிசா பேராதுன் ரட்டட ரட்ட நாயாய் மே ஆகி ஜீவிதேஹா பவுல் ஜீவித தர்வங்கே ஜீவித ஆரக்ஷா கொட்ட விஸ்வாசேன் ஜீவாத்வீக ஜீவித்தேகட பரிவர்த்தனீக்கரண்டு தேவனலோக சங்கிரகமே யுதவெதுனு யுத யுதபட்டையான் யுதவெதுனே ஃபேசிஸ்ட்வாதின் லோக்கி பேரகான் ஏ யுதவெதுனு ஹம யுதபட்டேக்டம் சம்பூர்ண ஜீவித காலே லபாதிஹாக்கி உப்பரிம பகசுகங் வரப்பிரசாத முழுமகத் யூரோப்பே புறாத் அமெரிக்காவத் லபாதினோ நமது அப்பே ராட்டே ஏ ஆக்காரிக சம ஆக்காரே ஏவனி கௌரவையாக ரட்ட பேரகத்த மே ரணவிருவன்ட தாம் லபாதீலன் எமங் ஆரக்ஷகமத்துமா ஹெட்டியட ஜனாதிபத்துமாட்ட விசேஷம் அப்பி மே காரணாவ இல்லன்னே அப்பி ஏ சந்தா அதிகரப்பு வடபிலிவலால் தவத் வரதனே கரெல்லா இதிரியட கெனையான லெசாய் ஏ வகேம தவத் விசேஷ காரணாவக் சந்தாங்கரண்டி கெமதி மேரட்டே விஸ்ராமகிய ஜனாதிபதி வரும் இன்னும் ஏ ஹம ஜனாதிபதி வரேக்கா ஆர்யாவகிட்ட லபாதென ஏ ஆரக்ஷாவட்ட இன்னாயிட்ட லபாதென தீமனாவஹா கெவீம் ஐ மஹிந்த ராஜபக்ச இட்டப்பு ஜனாதிபதி துமாகே ஆரக்ஷாவட்ட இன்ன ஏ ஆரக்ஷக போலீஸ் பட்டி அண்ட லபாதென் நத்தே ஆரக்ஷக மாத்தன் சிமகே ஐ ஏ வரப்பிரசாதே மஹிந்த ராஜபக்ச மத்திய இட்டப்பு ஜனாதிபதி துமாகே ஆரக்ஷாவட்டின் நாயகன் அஹிமிக்கல்லதீன் அப்ப இல்லா சுஜினமாய லபாதென்னு கேல ரட்ட பேரகத்த ஜனாதிபதி மஹிந்த ராஜபக்சாய் எத்துமாவ ஆரக்ஷா கிரியம் உபே அப்பி காகித் வகை கீமாய் ஏ வெனுவிங் இன் ஆரக்ஷக பட்டி அங்கே தீமனாவல் கபாஹரினவனங் ஏ முருக தீரனே அக்கேல பலவினியும் கியமிங் ஏ நிவரதி கரன் நடி கேல மம ஆயாச்சனை கரணும் ஏ வகேம மம கதாகரண தமிழ்நான் செய்யப்பட்ட ஐவசியமே ஆகான் ஏ வகேம அப்பே புத்தி அன்சே ஹாரதாக பமனா இன்னே மே வெனகட புத்தி அன்சே ஹய சீயகட அதிக பிரமாணியா கெனல்ல கட்ட உத்தர அரகேன அவன பிரஷ்ன கரகேன திகட்டமையானோ காட்ட சேவைய கரண்ணது திதாக திதாக்கி காட்ட சேவைய கரண்ணது மேயாகி தொரதுரு துரகத்தன பவுலே தொரதுரு கண்ணி ஹதுராட பாரதீம சொந்த ஆய்கியனைக்காய் அத அப்பி කනගාටුවෙන් ආරක්ෂක සේවා ගැන කියන්න තියෙනවා. මේ හමුදාවේ හිටපු හනදෙන නිලධාරී කතා කළා. හමුදාවේ ඉන්න හනදෙන නිලධාරී බුද්ධියංශයේ අයව දඩයම් කිරීම ගැන වචනයක් කතා කරේ නැහැ. හරි හමුදාපතිවරයෙක් නම් තමන්ගේ හමුදාව එක්ක රැක්ක හැම කෙනාම ආරක්ෂා කළ යුතුයි. එසේ නැතුව තෝරාගෙන ආරක්ෂා කිරීමේ කනදායක පියවරකට හිටපු හමුදාපති අද පත් වෙලා තිබෙනවා. ඒ නිසා දන්නේ නැත්තම් මොනව කරන්නද තමුන්නාන්සේ හිටපු හමුදාපති කවුද කියලා. මේක දැන් කතාවක් කරේ. ඒ වගේ එයා තමයි. එයා වෙනම කවුරු ගැන කතියන්නේ. ඊළඟට නමක් කියන්නවත් අවශ්‍ය නැහැ. නමක් කියන්නවත් අවශ්‍ය නැහැ. ඊළඟට ඊළඟට ගරු සභාපතිතුමනි, අපි තව එක කාරණාවක් මම සඳහන් කරන්න කැමැති. අපේ හමුදාංකවල සේවා කටයුතු මෙල්ල කිරීමට හමුදාවේ ශේෂ්ත්‍ර බාර, ඛණ්ඩ බාර, බලකාය බාර, ආරක්ෂක කේන්ද්‍රස්ථානවල ඉන්න අයව නොනවත්වා මාරු කරමින් ඉවත් කරමින් යනවා. එය යාපනයෙන් පටන් ගත්තේ. එය කොළඹ දක්වා කේන්ද්‍රස්ථානයට ඇවිල්ලා එය ඉවත් කරමින් යනවා. අපි දන්නවා, අපි දැනග අපේ අනාගතය තියෙන්නේ අපේ රට ආරක්ෂා කරගත්තොත් පමණයි. ඒ වගේම I would like to bring to the notice of the house an interesting book that has been published. Please listen. Please listen. Interesting book published by Shiva Shankar Menon, the former Foreign Secretary of India. It really reveals enough about the LTT and their activities. In one occasion he says, the Tamil leaders in India, all of them at the tail end, wanted the Sri Lankan government to defeat the LTT. So this was the consensus of even Indian leaders, Indian political parties, and how India fully supported the Sri Lankan army and their forces to defeat the LTT, because it was an impossible force led by, I don't want to read the name that he writes about Prabhakaran. You think, make the ape videsamati tuma, Geneva valata gilla, ape hamudavata paminili karla, ape ratata paminili karla, ata issue. Me India vadyan kiyana, me virodara hamudavata, India was sahayoge dunne, කවදාවත් නිවරදි කරන්නට බැරි ප්‍රවාහකරන්ව ඉවත් කරන්න කියලා. ඉතින් ඉතා පැහැදිලි. In a page they write, in 2009 the murder of Rajiv Gandhi had made a more realistic Indian policy possible, while other states had the luxury of urging diplomacy and first principles of good conduct. In this case, India did not. මේක තමයි සත්‍ය. දැන් අපි මම මේ පොත පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේ මේ පරිච්ඡේදයක් අපේ රටේ අභ්‍යන්තරව අපේ හමුදාව, මේ වීර වික්‍රමාන්විත නාවික හමුදාව, වීර වික්‍රමාන්විත ගුවන් හමුදාවට ඉන්දියාවේ ෆොරින් සෙක්‍රටරි ලියපු මේ පොතෙන් ගෞරවය දක්වලා තියෙනවා. දැන් අගෞරවය දක්වන්න නැගිටින පුද්ගලයන් ගැන මොනවට කතා කරන්නද? ජිනීවා වලට ගිහිල්ලා, ජිනීවා වලට ප්ලීස්, you have time, please you speak, even my time has been robbed today. Yes, please allow me. Yes, නම කතා කරන්නේ අපේ ගරු මූලාසනයේ ඉන්න ගරු සභාපතිතුමනි. මම කියනවා, අපේ මංගල සමරවීර විදේශමතිතුමා, අපේ හමුදාංකවලට විරුද්ධව යෝජනාවකට අතීස්සු වජිනීමවලදී, මේයි සත්‍ය. දැන් මොකද්ද කරන්නේ? මේ අය යන තැන පරාදයි. අගමැතිතුමා ගියා නවසිල්ලන්තයට, නවසිල්ලන්ත අගමැති පරාදයි, අස්වැලා යනවා. අගමැතිතුමා ගියා එංගලන්තයට, එංගලන්තයේ අගමැති පරාදයි, අස්වැලා ගියා. පොඩි පගමැතිතුමා ඇතුළු ආණ්ඩුව.
සර් කැන හැද දිනේෂ් මන්තුමා, පොඩි ප්‍රශ්නයක් ඔබතුමා අහන්නේ. හමුදාවට විරුද්ධව කොහෙද අතීස්සුවේ, හමුදාවට විරුද්ධව කොහෙද යෝජනාවක් කොහෙද? මෙතුමා බොරුද කියන්නේ? මෙතුමා බොරු කියන්නේ?
Human Rights Commissioner openly appeal to the American voters not to vote for Trump. This is the so-called independent, impartial Human Rights Commissioner. He is partial. It is very clear that he is partial because he wanted to participate in the election, American election. A UN officer is not supposed to open his mouth. That is the UN policy. Here, this is the officer who advocated, promoted, and made all the statements against our armed forces. This is the reality. And our armed forces can be protected only by disengaging from this betrayal that has happened in Geneva. We will canvass the opposition continuously as we are condemned the betrayal in Geneva. We'll canvass against it as stated with all the facts in this book. I hope they read. Garu, ita athirekawa mama kiyanda kemathi OMP bill ekak gana. OMP bill ekak gana. Parliamentuwe OMP bill ekak sammatha kare niti virodhiwa. Parliamentuwe mantri oru tamange aashane nathi wita OMP bill ekak sammatha kara. එහෙම නීතියක් සම්මත කරන්න බැරි බව පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේ ස්ථාවර නියෝග වල තිබෙනවා. මෙන්න OMP බිල් එක ගැන what rap says former US ambassador on war crimes says removing the blockade was important because from the bill because it is from truth seeking that justice process begin the clamor for criminal justice springs from the truth seeking process. What he says is that all the evidence that will be given before OMP can be used internationally. Yeah, that could be used internationally. This is the danger that we have got caught in by forcing a bill in Parliament without the consent of the parliamentary members. I would like to make an appeal to the Honorable President to make the changes in the OMP bill so that our security forces are protected. In addition, I would like to make an open appeal to the President. You have the right to pardon all our officers who are involved who were serving in the war. Please pardon all our officers who are serving in the war. That has been done by all the heads of state all over the world. And we hope that President Maithripala Sirisena also will take that opportunity to pardon all, starting from the soldier right up, so that those who have sacrificed this, their life in the battle, they have been disabled today, they have lost their lives, they should be protected. Ehema nathuwa arakshaka hamudawak kohomada issarahata yanne? Viswase matai arakshaka hamudawakata issarahata yanna puluwan wenne. Arakshaka hamudawe මම ෆුට් නෝට් ලියපු කෙනෙක් නෙමෙයි නිසා ෆුට් නෝට් ගැන කතා කරන්න වෙලාවක් නෑ මට. මේ ෆුට් නෝට් ලියපු අය පුළුවන් සෙන්ට්‍රල් බැංක් බොන්ඩ් එකේ ෆුට් නෝට් වලිගේ අන්ට කතා කරාට ආරක්ෂක හමුදාවල් පාවා දෙන්න එපා. Now I come to another point before I conclude my speech. I would like to conclude my speech. Sri Lanka Guardian, November 19, 2016, in Boston. According to the paper, the State Department in the U.S., total assets equal $93.8 billion. Of this amount, $585 million was spent by the State Department under the article Democracy, Human Rights and Governance. $70 million down on the 2015 figure. The report did not specify the projects funded by the agency abroad, but Secretary of State John Kerry wrote in his preface, "We have supported important democratic gains in Sri Lanka, Nigeria and Burma." Now here, What have you all done with these funds? This is the biggest question that has been that has not been answered. Millions of US dollars pumped into in order to perhaps topple the government of Mahinda Rajapaksa, who defeated the LTT. This is the truth that has been placed before the US Senate. ඉතින් ගරු කතානායක සභාපතිතුමනි තව කරුණු
තව විනාඩි දෙකක් තියෙනවා ඔබතුමාට
මගේ කතාව අවසන් කරන්නේ ශාලාව හමුදා කඳවුර පුපුරා හැරිය හමුදාව පුපුරා හැරපු අවස්ථාවේ මේ පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේ අග්‍රාමාත්‍යතුමාගෙන් අපි අහුවා මේ ගැන පරීක්ෂණයක් පත් කරනවද ඔව් පරීක්ෂණේ පත් කරයි කිව්වා හමුදා පතිතුමා ප්‍රකාශ රහසියක් කරා there is a commission appointed. What has happened to the commission? The report has not been published. Report has not been placed before parliament. Whom are you trying to mislead? The amount of property that was damaged, the amount of property in the army camp that was damaged is still unknown. I would like to ask the government, at least today, to tell us whether you would place, as promised by the Prime Minister, whether you would place this report before Parliament. Enisa ape rate hamudawal walata apahasa wena andamin uthure inna ayata dakune inna ayata apahasa wena andamin katiyutu karannata epa. Mama me Sivasanka Menonge potai tha pahadiliwa kiyenawa
meke
kiyenawa the most important thing for India is the maritime lanes of Sri Lanka. ඒ කියන්නේ අපේ නාවික හමුදාව දැනගත යුතුයි අපේ රටේ ආරක්ෂාව තියෙන්නේ අපේ maritime lanes ආරක්ෂා කරොත් ඒ ගැන ඉන්දියාව why India is worried is about our maritime lanes. ඉතින් ජාතික නිදහස ජාතික ස්වාධීනත්වය ජාතික ආරක්ෂාව ආරක්ෂා කිරීමට මේ ත්‍රිවිධ හමුදාව හා එයගේ බුද්ධියංශ ආරක්ෂා කරන ලෙස මේ වැසියන්ගේ සම්මත වෙන අවස්ථාවේදී අපි ඉල්ලා සිටිනවා.
බොහොම ස්තුතියි. ගෞරව රුපිනර් ඒ සරවන පවන්
Honorable presiding member, I think the speeches delivered by Honorable Dinesh Gunawardana, I didn't understand the reason at present why it is tabled now. I think we are all asked to go forward with the positive thinking in order to bring the country into normal position. But unfortunately, I think today Honorable Government Pillar and Honorable Dinesh Gunawardana's speeches, it will take further more years to bring reconciliation. Yeah, I never expected that this was coming from him. But anyway, I must tell you, Honorable Dinesh. Okay. Right. Anyway, yes, the Minister of Defense budget has no signs of acknowledging the end of war or intention for peace and reconciliation. The level of expenditure is not too far below to that at the peak of the war period and does not convey a peace and reconciliation is envisaged. Social inclusion was the catchword this year, and some of the actions by the Ministry of Defense does not in any way indicate that. The armed forces are engaged in commercial activities, which include operating hotels, engaging in construction, etc. Unilateral and forceful decisions to take over strategic economic assets of the provinces justified it as in the interest of national security, and vesting such assets to the armed forces is certainly not social inclusion. The Trincomalee District Development Program, Siri Sara Pevisum, initiated by His Excellency the President, involving the Tri Forces and Civil Defense Forces and other stakeholders directly denies participation of the local community in any economic or social activities of their own areas. The active measures to colonize the northern and eastern provinces whilst a new constitution is being drafted also do not speak well for any goodwill or any sincere commitment for peace and reconciliation. I give below selected extract of a post on the 25th March 2006 by Indika Gamage in Journalist for Democracy in Sri Lanka. Military families are settled in newly constructed village in Tamil-speaking areas in the north. State plans to establish the village named as Sahindia Ve Satvirugama, that is Satvirugama village of reconciliation. The military and the Mahaveli authority are spearheading moves to change the demography of the region. Already over 4,000 families from outside have been settled in the north. Sri Lanka Defense Ministry on Wednesday 23rd unveiled plans to hand over 51 houses built in Kohilya village in the Bovania district to military families on the 3rd of April. Defense Secretary Karunasena Hettiarachchi told journalists in Colombo that the project would help heal the wounded hearts of Tamil populace to some extent. However, according to Sri Lanka Army's Sinhala websites, the village will be dedicated to military families. The new housing project was initiated at the beginning of last year to express gratitude towards war heroes and heroic families of those killed in the war, it says. The report reveals that a family of soldiers belonging to 21 regiments and units will benefit from the project. Meanwhile, the Sinhala language websites of the state-owned Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation also confirmed the report, stating that the project cost will be covered by the API Venuven API Fund, according to its official website. The fund is a collaboration between the Ministry of Defense and the Central Bank of Sri Lanka to build 50,000 houses for the serving tri-service personnel. A Sri Lankan environment watchdog had earlier released photographic evidence of the military and the Mahaveli authority clearing 16,500 acres of forest land in the north and east to establish settlements. In Vavaniya alone, the Army Civil Defense Force and the Mahaveli authority was clearing 5,000 acres of forest land, said the Environment Conservation Trust, ECT, in last November. Meanwhile, the minister in charge of resettlement says that 11,000 of internally displaced people in the north are yet to be settled, unquote. If you want to heal the heart of the Tamil populace, you must cease operating and teach preschools and run our preschools. Preschool teachers' salary has been fixed as rupees 3,000 by the Eastern Provincial Council and rupees 4,000 by the Northern Provincial Council. The security forces are paying rupees 30,000 to their preschool teachers in the Venni area, and they have nearly 550 preschool teachers who wear uniforms specified by the army and punished rupees 50 per day if they fail to wear them. Nowhere in the world security services conduct preschools. Nowhere in the world army cadres teach preschool. Nowhere in the world the preschool students and teachers are asked to wear army provided uniform. This is certainly not a measure to carry our reconciliation. Education is a fundamental human right and essential for the exercise of all the human rights and promotes individual freedom and empowerment and is certainly not one for military to take, carry out on the war-affected minorities. The most disturbing part is the preschool students themselves are asked to wear uniforms provided by the army that has CSD prominently printed. We, the representatives of the people, are saying that you are causing more harm than good. Allow the peace and reconciliation for the National Plan for Peace and Reconciliation and not one that is carried out by Defence Ministry. There are so many new ways adapted for the so-called army-initiated reconciliations carried out by indulging in all forms of social lives of the war-affected people by positioning themselves in the very core of the society as a serving defense person. This is a way of social dominance with a well-developed plan to marginalize and disempower the minorities socially and ensure their gracefulness are felt always. All these are when peace, justice, equality, social inclusion and reconciliation are supposed to be the dominant slogans by the political leaders. A general look at the website of the Civil Military Coordination JAFNA outlines the following as their services. It says, socio-cultural. One, reconstruction of houses for exodus Tamil people. Two, fostering programs for orphan children and displaced children. Three, integration of cultural, religious, spiritual activities. Four, development of sports in JAFNA Peninsula by organizing coaching camps, sport festivals, with the support of the multinational organizations' sport exchange programs. Six, educational assistance for children, seven, strengthening public library, JAFNA. Eight, humanitarian demining mine awareness program. Socio-cultural service on a minority who have been devastated by military war is being provided with these services. It says economic sector.
Mic, please.
I would like to know what is the government policy on all these? In the absence of a clearly articulated policy of the government, there is free for all. We find explanations are given to various target audience to suit the situation and no scrutiny for any of the activities of the defense forces. If we are serious about reconciliation, then we want to know what the policies are and if the elected representatives of the people will have any say in such intrusions in our social, cultural, and economic life of our people. In this issue, I think we are committed, we are really committed for reconciliation. But unfortunately, I think a little while ago, I listened to Honorable Government Pillar's speech. Surprising. I think he is an educated person. Okay, I felt at one time while listening, okay, we should have at least 10 Government Pillar. The work will be easier. The international community to understand the ideas and their intentions as to how they are going to treat the minority Tamil-speaking people. So I take this opportunity to appreciate what Honorable Government Pillar has delivered. And also, I think here, Honorable Kehaliya Ramukkala is here. He also said that we are TNA is trying to achieve through paper what was demanded by the LTTE. You can imagine. LTTE, they say it was an armed organization and they had some demands. That subject was over. It is good that they repeatedly speak about LTTE and remind us. Sometimes we may forget, no? So better people like them we need. We need really. They are helping us. They are helping us. And how can you say a paperwork belongs to democratic way? You can, anyway, you can count that along with arms.
Another 1 more minute, Honourable Member.
Huh?
Another 1 more minute. You have 14 minutes.
Yes, yeah. You can give me. Okay.
14.
Right. Anyway, here I have to bring this house a notice today what happened in the morning in Batticolo. The police, they are very friendly with Bihar Adipati Ambitiya Sumanadera. You know, they have gone and made a false complaint in the courts, and I think they wanted our honourable parliamentarian Joe Iswaran and some priest. The complaint made that they were going to stage something against the present situation there, a false. Whereas Joe Iswaran is here. He was here, but he had gone for a funeral. And there were no such thing. There were no such plans. And why should the police get involved? Why should the police get involved in making a false complaint? So this has to be. I think I want the Minister of Law and Order to take notice of this. Because one by one, everything. Now they have to be impartial. Unless otherwise. Now they were talking of the police powers.
The time is over, Honourable Member.
1 moment. They are talking of the police power devolution subject. But I think what I understand is it is not. They are not worried. The powers are devolved to northern province. They are worried for the other provinces because.
Please. Your time is over.
Thank you.
Garu Arjuna Nanatunga Matma
Garu Sabatuni, one Pratamen Mobutuman Suti, and then another Amasa Labadi Magana. Visession Mame Arakshaka Matian Shekana Kataka Nogotapi Ahagani Hitia, Samahara Udevia, Mirate, Prashna Tikarana, Navata Navata, Vivastava Ganasa Kachakarno, Tavamatirna Nativa Tiena. Vastava can a pen and Hadano, Ratagiditi and Hadano, other Apita Vastava Clabilatino, Sabapatumani, Merate Pradana, Paksha de Hek and Aiko Denik, Rate Janati Pativera Sagamati Varela in Nogota, Vipaksha Naikatuma Hatiata Sambandan, Matituma, Patrima, locate other pen and the Pulang Velatino, Ape Rate Kramaway the Apivanaska Lagila, Maitan Apilabaga Trishala Jagrana, the Mamaya. Mesial dan agam illa setinne, nawatwarak me kramavedya dikatama gini ande pa. Vyastha sabha vaktiyano ek saakatcha karagini ano ekekena doono yojana wal dende pulva. Abe antimatam me tirna ganno kote, api ratak khetiyata rate anagatya gani hitala me tirna gando. Eva ke matamai mata vyastha wal abuna eksajjati inge samulote janadiputtumat samge ande, mahedi dekka dek tamai. Metum ape Janadipati Tuma May Ratavalin Nakian, Sirudanatam Kia City, Mata May Rata Karagani and the Kale Dend, Mam May Rata Hadanoa, Karagani and the Kale Dend Nikil, Ekisima Kenek, Ekadavirudunine, Anne Tatta Kapi Hadratino Sabapatuni, Mama Dirkway Kanaganine, Mata Avashavela Tiene, Pogi Kale, Navika Hamudava Vichi, Vinasia Ganadanwakara. මේ අවන්ගාඩ් ගනුදෙනුව ගැනත් අවන්ගාඩ් නෞකාව කියන්නේ කාණ්ඩ දෙකක් අවන්ගාඩ් නෞකාව අත්අඩංගුවට ගැනීම ගැන අවන්ගා ගනුදෙනුවත් එක්ක පටලෝගෙන තියෙනවා. ඒකින්ද මේ දෙක වෙන වෙනම අපි සංසන්දනය කරලා බලන්න ඕනේ. මේ අවන්ගාඩ් සෝමාලියානු මුහුදු කොල්ලකරුවන් ජාත්‍යන්තර මුහුදේ ගමන් ගන්නා නෞකා ආරක්ෂා කිරීමට ආරක්ෂක වැඩපිළිවෙලක් මුල්වරට ව්‍යාප්ත වෙන්නේ 2008 වර්ෂයේ. ජාත්‍යන්තර මුහුදේ ගමන් ගන්නා නෞකාවලට ආරක්ෂා කණ්ඩායම එදීම මේ යටතේ සිදු වුණා. බොහෝ විට එම ආරක්ෂක කණ්ඩායම එදීම සිදු වුණේ විවිධ ආයතනයන් විසින්. මේ ආයතන සමග ශ්‍රී ලංකා නාවික හමුදාව සම්බන්ධ වෙන්නේ 2009 වර්ෂයේ. එහිදී ආරක්ෂක කණ්ඩායම ආයුධ ගබඩා කිරීමටත් ගාලු වරායේ සිට ජාත්‍යන්තර වරායට මේ ස්ථත් ජාත්‍යන්තර වරායින්දලා ගාලු වරායට ප්‍රවාහන පහසුකම් සැලසීම තමයි නාවික හමුදාව කරේ. 2011 වර්ෂයේ වෙනකොට මේ ව්‍යාපාරය ශ්‍රී ලංකා නාවික හමුදාව විශාල වශයෙන් ආදායම් ලබන්න ගත්තා. මේ ව්‍යාපාරය ශ්‍රී ලංකා නාවික හමුදාවෙන් ඉවත් කරේ අවන්ගාඩ් සමාගමට පවරා දුන් 2012 ඔක්තෝබර් 15 වෙනිදා ශ්‍රී ලංකා නාවික හමුදාව දළ වශයෙන් මාසිකට ඉපයු ආදායම රුපියල් මිලියන 130කට වැඩි වුණා. 37කට වැඩි වුණා. ඒ අනුව රජයට විශාල ආදායමක් ලබා දුන් මේ ව්‍යාපාරය පෞද්ගලිකකරණය කරා. මේ ව්‍යාපාරය අවන්ගාඩ් සමාගමට පැවරීමේදී එම සමාගම සමග නාවික හමුදාව නෙමෙයි ගිවිසුම් අත්සන්කරේ රත්න ලංකා සමාගම. මේ හරහා රත්න ලංකා සමාගම අවන්ගාඩ් සමාගම හැසිරලා තියෙන්නේ නාවික හමුදාවටත් කිසිම බලයක් නැහැ වගේ. ඒ වගේම තමයි ගරු සභාපතිතුමනි මේ අවන්ගාඩ් සමාගම ආරක්ෂා කණ්ඩායම් වලට ප්‍රවාහන සැලසුම් කරද්දී ඇමරිකන් ඩොලර් 3500ක් ගන්නවා. එහිදී අවන්ගාඩ් සමාගම රත්න ලංකා සමාගමට කියලා දීලා තියෙන්නේ ඩොලර් 1000ක් විතරයි. එය පස්සේ කාලෙදි මේක වෙනස් කරනවා. හම්බෙන මුදලින් 128ක් දෙන්න ඕනි කියලා. හැබැයි 2014 වර්ෂයේදී මෙම ප්‍රතිශතය 125 දක්වා අඩු කර ඊට පස්සේ 2012 වර්ෂයේදී ඔක්තෝබර් මාසයේ දක්වා ආපස්සට බලපවත්වන පරිදි මේන් ශ්‍රී ලංකා නාවික හමුදාවට අත් වූ පාඩුව අතිවිශාලයි. එම පාඩුව දෙගුණ තුගුණ වෙන්නේ 2014 වර්ෂයේදී එම ප්‍රතිශතය 125 දක්වා අඩු කරලා ඊට පස්සේ 14 දක්වා අඩු කිරීම හේතුවෙන් මේ අපේ රටට ලැබිච්ච ආදායම පෞද්ගලික ආයතන වලට යන්න පටන් ගන්නවා. ඒ වගේම තමයි 2013-14 වර්ෂවලදී අවන්ගාඩ් සමාගම රුපියල් බිලියන 9ක ආදායමක් ලැබූ බව ඒ සමාගමේ සභාපතිවරයා මාධ්‍ය මගින් ප්‍රකාශ කරා. එමෙන්ම ඔහු පවසා තිබුණේ එම වර්ෂ දෙක රුපියල් බිලියන 3.7ක් රජයට ලබා දුන්නා කියලා. ඒ කියන්නේ වසර දෙකේදී සමාගම රජයට ගෙවූ මුදල රුපියල් බිලියන 7.4යි. නමුත් සභාපතිතුමනි නාවික හමුදාවට ලබා දීලා තියෙන්නේ රුපියල් බිලියන 1.7ක් පමණයි. ඒ අනුව රුපියල් බිලියන 5.7කට උණු දෙයක් නැහැ. එම මුදල රත්න ලංකා ආරක්ෂක සමාගමේ ගිණුමට ගියාද එසේ නැත්නම් වෙන කාගේ හරි ගිවිසුමට ගියාද කියලා හොයලා බලන්න මං හිතන්නේ අපිට කාලය ඇවිල්ලා තියෙනවා. ඒ වගේම තමයි මේ අවන්ගාඩ් ගනුදෙනුව ගැන දැනටමත් අල්ලස්සෝ දූෂණ විමර්ශන කොමිසමේ නඩු පවරලා තියෙනවා. ඒ වගේම ජනාධිපති කොමිසම් සභාවට පරීක්ෂණ කරලා තියෙනවා. එම වාර්තාවල් නීතිපතිතුමාට යොමු කරලා තියෙනවා. මේවා පියවරක් ගන්නේ නැති එක ගැන අපි ආණ්ඩුවක් ඇතුලේ ඉඳගෙන උනත් අපිට ප්‍රශ්න කරන්න සිද්ධ වෙලා තියෙනවා. ඒ වගේම තමයි මම විශාල වශයෙන් අනිත් එක තමයි මේ අවන්ගාඩ් නෞකාව මේක වෙනස් සිද්ධියක්. මේ අවන්ගාඩ් නෞකාව 2015 ඔක්තෝබර් 5 වෙනිදා අත්අඩංගුවට ගැනීමට හැකි වුණේ නාවික හමුදාවේ දක්ෂතාවයේ හින්දා. ඒකට ප්‍රධානම හේතුව වුණේ කිසිම දැනුම් දීමක් නැතුව බොරුවක් කියලා තමයි අපේ මුහුදට එන්න හැදුවේ. මේ නෞකාව අත්අඩංගුවට ගත්තේ ගමනාන්තය පිළිබඳ තොරතුරු නිවැරදි ලෙස ඉදිරිපත් නොකිරීම. ඒ වගේම මේ නෞකාව අත්අඩංගුවට ගන්න විට එහි අංක රහිත ආයුධ තිබෙන බව නාවික හමුදාව පැමිණිලි කර තියෙනවා. නමුත් මේ සම්බන්ධයෙන් ලබා දුන් පළමු රස පරීක්ෂක වාර්තාව ඉතාමත් අපහැදිලි බවට පත් වෙලා තියෙනවා. මොකද ආයුධ විශාල ප්‍රමාණයක අංක නැති අංක ඉවත් වෙලා තියෙන ආයුධ ගොඩක් කොහොමද මේ වැනි නෞකාවක තියෙන්නේ කියන එක අද වෙනකොට අපිට හොයාගන්න බැරි වෙලා තියෙනවා. ඉතින් ගරු සභාපතිතුමනි මේ නෞකාව පිළිබඳත් විශාල ප්‍රශ්නයක් තියෙන වෙලාවක මම විශේෂයෙන්ම යදාලා ඇමතිවරුන්ගෙන් ඉල්ලා සිටිනවා මේ පරීක්ෂණය අටගහන්නේ නැතුව මේ පරීක්ෂණ හරියට කළා මේ රටට නාවික හමුදාවට අලාභයක් සිදු වුණා නම් ඒ අලාභේ නැමතවරක් ලබා ගන්න වැඩපිළිවෙලක් කරුණා කරලා මේ අපේ ආණ්ඩුවක් හැටියට කරගන්න කියලා. ඒ වගේම තමයි මම අහගෙන හිටියා හමුදාපතිවරුන් උසාවියට ගෙනියනවා කියලා. හැබැයි ඒකේ පෙන්වන්න හදන්නේ මේ හමුදාපතිවරුන් යුද්ධ කාලේ වෙච්ච දේකට ගෙනියනවා කියලා. මේ වගේ වැරදි විදියට තමයි සමහර මැති සමහර මන්ත්‍රීවරු විපක්ෂයේ ඉන්න කතා කරේ. මේ සියලුම දෙනාටම මේ නඩු මාර්ගයකට උනත් යන්න ඕනේ පෞද්ගලික ආයතනයක රැකියාවල් කරනකොට වෙච්ච ප්‍රශ්නයක් ඉඳලා ඒක වෙච්ච දූෂණයක් ගැන. හැබැයි මම කනගාටු වෙනවා මම දන්නේ නැහැ මම නීතිය සාමාන්‍ය හමුදාවෙන් විශ්‍රාම ගියාට පස්සේ උසාවියකට යනකොට හමුදා ඇඳුම ඇඳගෙන යන්න පුළුවන්ද කියලා. මෙව්වෙන් කරන්නේ රටට වෙන පණිවිඩයක් දෙනවා. හමුදා ඇඳුම ඇඳගෙන ගිහිල්ලා හිරකූඩු ඇතුලේ ඉඳගෙන මේ පින්තූර අරගෙන මෙව පාවිච්චි කරන්න හදන්නේ දැම්මම නෙමෙයි ඉදිරි මැතිවරණවලදී. ඉතින් මං හිතන්නේ මෙන්න මේ වගේ දේවල් ගැන මේ රටේ මහ ජනතාව විශාල ඕනම කමකින් අවධානයකින් සිටිය යුතුයි කියලා මං කියා සිටිනවා.
තව විනාඩියක් තියෙනවා මන්ත්‍රීතුමා.
හරි මං ඉවර කරන්න සභාපතිතුමනි. ඒ වගේම තමයි විශේෂයෙන්ම මේ ව්‍යවස්ථාව ගැන හුඟක් අය කතා කරා.
ආ ගරු අමාත්‍යතුමනි, ගරු කතානායකතුමා මුලස්සනට පැමිණෙනවා.
අවසාන වශයෙන් අන්තිම විනාඩියේ මට කියන්න තියෙන්නේ අපි ව්‍යවස්ථාවක් ගැන රටේ ලොකු ගින්නක් පත්තුරන්න හදනවා. මේ ව්‍යවස්ථා කමිටුවක් තියෙනවා. මේ කමිටුවේ විපක්ෂයේ මන්ත්‍රීවරු ඉන්න දිනේෂ් ගුණවර්ධන අපේ හිටපු ඇමතුමා ඉන්නවා, මගේ සහෝදරයා ඉන්නවා, මේ සියලු දෙනාම ඉන්නවා. එක එක්කෙනාට යෝජනා ගේන්න පුළුවන්. මම නැවතවරක් කියනවා මේ කිසිම දෙයක් අද වෙනකොට තීරණය කරලා නැහැ. ඒ විතරක් නෙමෙයි උතුරේ ඉඩම් ප්‍රමාණයක් ආපහු දීලා තියෙනවා. ඒ ගැනත් ලොකු විවේචනයක් පෙන්වන්න හදනවා. අද වෙනකොට මේ ගන්න තීරණ සියල්ලම රටේ ආරක්ෂාවට කිසිම තර්ජනයක් නොවන විදියට තමයි ජනාධිපතිතුමා අපේ ආරක්ෂක ප්‍රධානියා හැටියට ඒකින්ද මේ රටක් හැටියට අපි මේ යන ගමනේදී මෙවැනි අසත්‍ය ප්‍රකාශ කරලා රට ගිනිගල්ලන්න එපා කියලා ඉල්ලීම කරමින් මේ අවස්ථාව ලබා දීම ගැන පුතුමාට ස්තුතිවන්තයි.